in the squadron. They called him Bullets, but we call him Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly is on the air on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Yes. All is normal, totally weird. Everything is the same. Everything's upside down. It's like another normal day in our crazy falling apart society. Where do we begin? Well, number one, who keeps a diary out there? I've always tried to keep a diary. When I was a kid at Boy Scout camp, it lasts basically for 2 days. I called it a log, not a diary. A diary is a girl's thing, right? And I just never could keep one, though. It didn't sound like me when I read it. It was embarrassing. And when do you write it? And just anyway, some people write diaries. And some of those people are named Biden. And one of them is Ashley Biden. And my policy goes back to the Brady Bunch. I've mentioned it before. I never talk about what's inside Ashley Biden's diary. All right. There's some stuff in there that's obviously very private. It was meant for, I believe, her eyes only. And now there are websites publishing her diary. I mean, that's got to be really, really, really embarrassing, right? And it would be embarrassing for anybody. Imagine somebody's diary, somebody's text messages. You know, just we're all kind of lunatics in one way or the other, right? There are all kinds of things and thoughts that we have occasionally or sometimes or whatever that we don't want to see on the front page or anywhere else. So Ashley Biden keeps a diary, kept a diary. I will say this because Yeah, I will. She's suffered from addiction. I've suffered from addiction. She's suffered from certain fixations. I've suffered from certain fixations. Whatever. There's nothing in there that's – there is actually some stuff that's really kind of out there. But it should not have been made public. But nobody should have been arrested for finding her diary and selling the damn thing. Sorry, Ashley. She left it behind in somebody's house, and she forgot about it. Somebody found it and realized, this is kind of interesting. This is kind of juicy. And I think they started giving it to, hey, do you want this? Do you want to buy it from me? They tried to sell it to some media organization. They said they didn't want to buy it. They tried to give it to the Trump campaign. And the Trump campaign, I believe, wisely said, no, thank you. You know, what the hell are we going to do with that? Okay, Biden's daughter is a bit, has had some issues. Who hasn't had some issues? Now, I know. There's a part in there that's kind of gross and potentially implicates Joe Biden. I think we stay away from it. I know there are people out there wondering, could we arrest Joe Biden for this? No, I don't think you can arrest Joe Biden for the stuff that's in his daughter's diary. Okay, that's not how it works. But nobody should have been arrested for handing her diary over to anybody in the world. She lost the damn thing. And right now, no kidding, in federal court, the Biden Justice Department, they made this a federal case. The FBI went around raiding people's homes who may or may not have had the diary. James O'Keefe of the Veritas, Project Veritas, other people, all over the place, raiding people's houses up and down the East Coast until they found the person. And what did she do with it? Well, the problem is, how did they make it a federal case? She took the diary, found it in a house, put it in her the trunk of her car with some other stuff, and drove across state lines. Aha! Now we got a federal case on our hands, and there comes the FBI and the DOJ. Right now, they're trying to put the person in jail for, I think, 10 months, almost a year. You know, who the hell stole Marcia Brady's diary? People lose diaries all the time. People pick things up. This is one area where, I'm sorry, you're on your own. We have this now. Joe Biden confirmed the authenticity of it. He confirmed the authenticity of it. We now know it's absolutely her diary. I had my doubts. I first saw the thing in 2020. I'm like, I don't know what this is. I mean, genuinely could have been disinformation. I don't know. But now we know. And if you want, you can go find it. But In the event that Ashley Biden is listening, I will say this, Ashley. A lot of the stuff that you've been through, I've been through. Not all of it, all right? But the answers that you're looking for are not available with some dude or some drink. They are all available, I strongly believe, in the Bible. And it's funny, you know, you grew up a Christian, but you probably gave it very, very little thought. And probably ran away from it, probably blew it off. Probably became one of those people who's spiritual and not religious, right? Have you ever heard that routine? I'm spiritual, not religious. Maybe you flirted with Buddhism, all right? Every other girl in New York I met was a Buddhist. What the hell? Do you know anything about Buddhism? Other than that, you know, like a couple of kitschy phrases, right? If you meet the tutor, sit down. If crap like that. James Flippin, you know what I mean about that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think Buddhism talks a lot about balance, right? And like kind of the yin and yang of things and stuff like that.
I don't know. But a lot of people swear by it, and they don't know what the hell they're swearing, signing up for, swearing to. The Bible is, I do believe, where it's at. James, I want to get, there's a hell of a lot of stuff going on, but what did the Daily News say about the police and social media? You know anything about this?
Yes.
What's going on?
So, the way this all started was a column that was written by Harry Siegel for the Daily News. And in that column, he was discussing sort of the degradation of the subway system, specifically quality of life type stuff.
Like, yeah, it stinks down there.
Literally. He was talking about people, you know, making the subway into their bathroom and stuff like that. However, he included that there were 10 murders within the subway system. I guess within the span of time that he was talking about, the actual number was 4. So the NYPD kind of aggressively pushed back against both him and the Daily News on social media, on X, you know, because all these different individual chiefs, like Subway Chief Michael Kemper, they have their own Twitter account. So they responded and they said, in essence, that, you know, the Daily News was doing a bad job being misleading in reporting it this way.
Well, look, Kemper should stay the freaking hell off of social media and not engage in political discussions with columnists who are free to say they're free to report. And you know what the Daily News should do? Start poking around and find out what the real numbers are down there. Spring loaded to deny, deny, deny. You guys have been playing with the books. I know you have. De Blasio. That's why he made certain promotions. Why were certain people pulling all-nighters in the statistics room? That was so you could make a misdemeanor a non-crime, a felony a misdemeanor, a death, a murder, a homicide, a possible suicide. I know you guys did it. I know you're still doing it. And now you're picking fights. You guys are so lost right now. Nobody is running that place, certainly not Eric. So now I understand. All right, so that's what it's about. And these guys freaking around on Twitter?
Well, it's interesting that you're making these points, Greg, because this morning Kemper was on with Sid as a guest, and he basically said, look, I have a platform, you have a platform, social media is a platform, and I'm going to use that platform the best way that I see
fit. That's fabulous. Just sit there on your little thing there and play games, okay? It just tweet away like you're an influencer, Chief. Hey, you know what else you have, Chief? You have a gun on your hip. You've got policing powers that are invested in you. You have a couple of thousand guys who report to you. You want to dick around with Fred Siegel at the Daily News, who, oh, by the way, is correct and you're wrong? You guys have been I can't wait till the Daily News busts that story. And not only him, it's an organized effort. Since when do you guys become such political slaves to the Adams administration? When the hell did that happen?
Well, it's kind of interesting you mention that too, Greg, because, you know, as somebody who covered the NYPD under Mayor de Blasio, and then the thing that changed with Mayor Adams is DCPI, which is like kind of the information bureau for the NYPD, is no longer its own separate thing. Like, it used to have a floor at NYPD headquarters. I remember I used to go there and get my press pass. Now DCPI is actually located within City Hall. It does seem as though there's a much more sort of political, it always felt apolitical to me.
No, it certainly wasn't when de Blasio was there. They're playing all kinds of games too, and they found the right people to do their bidding. Let me see this. I don't know why I see. I don't know where the commissioner is, but I'm always seeing Shell or Chell or
yeah.
Cut 7. This is a chief from the NYPD. Shell.
Yeah, patrol chief.
Cut 7.
We had a tragic murder of one of our young best police officers in the city. It rocked the city. It rocked us. We're all mourning. And if you just go through the weekend of the funeral, on Friday you had a guest on a radio show just, oh, it happens once in a while, and just push it to the side like it's no big deal. You had this article come out on Easter Sunday, the day after we bury one of our own.
All right, stop for a second. You, Chief, you got a job to do, and I always hate this. You're hiding behind tragedy. People do this all the time. It is a left-wing trick. Hide behind sympathetic figures to avoid responsibility for the job that you've got. You're the mayor's pal. There's a reason why you have the job you have. For some reason or another, Adams is comfortable with you. I'd like to know why. All right? Get to work. Don't sit around listening to radio shows and TV shows and, oh, the Daily News said something. Guess what? About time they're saying something about you guys. When the hell has pressure been applied on you? And you're gonna hide behind the officer? You're gonna try that one? Next thing you'll be saying, you'll be complaining about Trump. Just watch. Keep going.
About being wrong factually with your numbers. We're all gonna make mistakes. What was the intent behind this article?
Mm-hmm. What was the intent behind this article? It's probably to save lives. Oh, I'm sorry. There were 4 homicides, not 8. The whole thing about homicides, all right, they're all overblown anyway. I personally have never seen someone shot or murdered in New York City in my life. I know it happens. That's not what really frightens me. I'm frightened about getting punched in the face, slugged in the gut, pushed on the platform, stuff like that. And that's happening. And you know what? New York City is expensive enough. Now I got to take cabs and get into fights with the cab drivers because they're crazy. The Uber drivers, I hate looking at the phone. I want to save money, too, and take the train. And I tell you what, women, especially, if you can afford it, do not take that system. Isn't that such, this is, who are these creeps? Now, who is this? Tariq Shepard. I noticed these guys, they all, you know what they wear? They wear jackets that say commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
Not deputy commissioner, commissioner. At least that guy, Daughtry. Now, what does this guy have to say? Cut 8.
We have a great relationship with a lot of reporters in the city. We help a lot of reporters on a daily basis from DCPI. I think you have to look at this individual's history.
Oh, stop for a second. This is an organized campaign. They sat down and they coordinated how they're going to bust the chops of Harry Siegel, a columnist. You know, I haven't seen this city's media apply any pressure on the NYPD in about a dozen years or so. You guys go where the wind blows and everything's to the left. And you, because it's Adams, you're somehow, you've been bought off. What the hell are they helping you with anyway? What, do you want to go on a helicopter ride? You want to go on a boat ride? Is that it? Access? You're going to interview the commissioner someday? Get to work. Develop sources. Go out into the neighborhoods. Don't sit around City Hall or One Police Plaza. These people are terrible. Absolutely terrible. Anyway, I got a point, don't I, James?
Yeah, I mean, look, I frankly was beyond taken aback at sort of, like you said, the coordinated nature of going at this Daily News.
Eric
columnist.
Is a great... As he said, I'm the mayor and the police commissioner. Wow! Look at my hat! Look at my jacket! Oh, crime going down, baby. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. You may intimidate these guys for whatever reason. You may intimidate 23-year-old reporters, but I'm on to you guys. Don't try this anymore. I invite the Daily News because you know what? I think you guys, even though you're left, have some integrity and you have the resources to blow the scam that's being pulled wide open. You know, I could say that officer would be alive right now. I could say these things, you know, if de Blasio hadn't been elected, if Adams hadn't come in. Adams ran against the police department his entire life. His entire life. And the damage that he did, I think, is still manifesting itself. All right, give me a moment. Thank you.
Greg Kelly. On the Red Apple Podcast Network.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month. Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
You know, maybe I should actually start talking about the what's in that diary with Ashley Biden, because now the left is saying the left is weighing in. Everything in that diary is not illegal. That's their new mantra. Nothing illegal here. Wow, is that what you campaigned on? I still refuse to do it because, like Davy Jones in the Brady Bunch, I think you just return it to its rightful owner and leave it at that. But yeah, Joe Biden, you did make it a federal case. I'm tempted. I am tempted. This is what I was talking about. New York City serious crimes hit levels unseen in two decades last year, even as Mayor Adams claims crime is down, by Craig McCarthy. Serious crime again spiked to levels unseen in nearly two decades, and that's from an internal NYPD memo and data obtained by the New York Post. For the second year in a row under Adams, overall crime was on the rise, driven by a historic surge in assaults, which neared 28,000 for the first time in the city's publicly recorded history, according to the police department's rolling report. The report tracks the tally of seven major felony offenses after the time of arrest to when cases move to district attorneys, who decide whether to upgrade, downgrade, or stick to the charge. For instance, a perp who punches someone might be charged with a misdemeanor at first, but if the victim's condition later worsens, the prosecutor could boost it to a felony. The count of major felonies, which include murder, rape, robbery, assault, burglary, grand larceny, and car thefts, is generally used as a benchmark for successes year after year, or failures. City Hall has argued it has focused its policing efforts on driving down murders and gun violence, both of which have seen dips under Adams. Adams, a former police captain, has called for a tougher criminal system. Adams, some say, is a victim of Albany. The number of seven major crimes in 2023 jumped to 127,111. By the way, murder is down in all cities. It's a national trend. I could care less, quite frankly. I don't want people to get shot and killed or stabbed to death, okay? But it doesn't really impact my life. And if you think about it, it doesn't impact yours. Have you ever, Diego, have you ever seen somebody in this city get shot or killed?
No, not yet.
Have you ever seen somebody get hit in the face? Yes, I have. I almost got into the face. I saw somebody hit in the head with a bottle not too long ago. The number, let's see here, 430 upgrades. Police sources said it could get even worse, and they're denying it.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network. Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
We have a lot of great friends and a lot of great people. Laura, how are you? You look so beautiful, as always. That's a woman with courage. You don't want to be loomered. If you're loomered, you're in deep trouble. That's the end of your career, in a sense. Thanks, Laura.
He's talking about Laura Loomer. That was President Trump, of course, last night, singing the praises of Laura Loomer, the investigative journalist. Just about everybody in media is talking about her or using her material, often not doing so in public, though. They don't want to mention her. She is amazing, and she's fought through a lot. Laura Loomer, welcome. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, okay. I'm terrific. In part, thanks to you, I feel like there's a lot of, momentum to get rid of Judge Mershon. Can you bring us up to speed about Judge Mershon, who is scheduled to preside over the Donald Trump trial for the whatever the non-disclosure thing? What is how is he conflicted? Why should he be removed from the case?
There's a lot of ways that he's conflicted, not only his own personal political donations to progressive anti-Trump Democrats, but mostly because of who his daughter is. His daughter is a woman by the name of Lauren Mershon, and she happens to be the president of a very high-profile Democrat political consulting firm called Authentic Campaigns. And Authentic Campaigns actually has the Biden-Harris campaign as a client. And on top of that, she has worked with some of the most high-profile anti-Trump Democrats who have actively fundraised via her company off of President Trump's indictment, including the indictment involving the Stormy Daniels case, which Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, is going to be pursuing against President Trump, in which Judge Mershon is the judge presiding over the case. And so anybody who's honest will admit that that is a blatant conflict of interest, and that is pretty obvious that, it's inappropriate for Judge Mershon to be overseeing this case. And if you look at the Authentic website, you will see countless examples of their different clients, including Adam Schiff. You have Cory Booker, you have Kamala Harris, you have Gretchen Whitmer, Gavin Newsom, Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority PAC. I mean, every single high-profile anti-Trump Democrat that you can think of in this country happens to be a client. And especially Adam Schiff, who has raised hundreds of millions of dollars with various other Democrats in their get Trump rhetoric. I mean, you can look at the fundraising records through the FEC and you can see that hundreds of millions of dollars of Democrat fundraising via Act Blue can be attributed to emails in which they talk about putting President Trump in jail. And Adam Schiff has been a ringleader in this messaging.
So where do things stand? You uncovered some interesting information about Judge Mershon's daughter's Twitter account. I know there's been some pushback, but quite frankly, their pushback has been very kind of mealy-mouthed and weird. What is the deal with the daughter's Twitter account?
Well, I uncovered that Lauren Mershon has an account by the name of Lauren M426, and this Twitter account had a profile photo of President Trump behind jail bars. And this is what I had exposed before. And look, you have this judge presiding over a criminal case, Judge Mershon and his daughter, very similar to what we saw in the case of Judge Engoron and his wife as well, tweeting photos of President Trump behind jail bars. You now have the same thing with Judge Mershon and his own daughter, Lauren Mershon. And since that story broke, Lauren is now saying that she doesn't have access to the account, that it's not her account. But then the court correspondent admitted that it was her account, but that, they're trying to use the Joy Reid defense, right? Of, oh, I must have been hacked. where I guess, like, once you get caught, instead of taking responsibility, it's best to just come up with some grand lie about, oh, well, the account has been abandoned and somebody else is operating the account. Well, then why not file a claim with X and have the account taken down, right? If somebody's impersonating you. But we know it's not an impersonation. The archives clearly show that this account that had the photo of President Trump with the mugshot also was retweeting tweets from the Authentic Campaign's Twitter account in which they were congratulating Lauren Mershon for becoming a president and partner of the company.
You know, and it's really wild. They're the Joy Reid defense. I love that. And your work actually kind of shows up in Todd Blanche's letter to the judge. They refer, quite frankly, I think, to the spokesman even talking about it as an issue. Like, they've already engaged in political speech in a way. The court itself has. And it's another reason for the judge to kind of take a pass on this case.
Yeah. And look, President Trump's lawyers have already filed a motion they filed a letter asking for this judge to recuse himself. And you have people on both sides of the political aisle talking about how inappropriate this is, calling on Judge Mershon to recuse himself. But look, this is all part of the process, right? It's no coincidence that the judge in this case has a daughter who is a high profile Democrat political operative, right? It just seems too good to be true. It's almost like they cast these characters for their whole grand plan of trying to steal the 2024 presidential election. I mean, what are the odds that Judge Mershon has a daughter who happens to work with and does millions of dollars of business with the most anti-Trump Democrats in the country, and then his wife, Laura Mershon, as I exposed, happens to work, or at least worked, underneath Letitia James, right? It just seems a little too convenient for the Democrats.
Do me a favor, Laura. Tell us a little bit about your operation. Are you a one-man band? You are doing incredible work, breaking a lot of stories. Well, what's your setup? I mean, you're independent, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm an independent journalist. My website is lumard.com. It's lumard.com, and people can follow me on X. For years, I had been banned on all social media because of my effective investigative reports, and I just have my own independent show that I do from, very simple setup on rumble.com/Laura Loomer. And it's all grassroots funded, right? So people from across the country support my independent journalism with subscriptions or, small dollar donations. And I break stories. I have a few contributors and freelance writers and a video editor, of course, as well. But it is a very small operation. It's certainly not a multi-million-dollar mainstream media operation.
Well,
but everybody can be a citizen journalist, and that's what I try to inspire people to do, is to investigate things on their own and to take matters into their own hands and break stories that can, change the course of history, perhaps.
Well,
you
never know. Yeah, no, it's true. And, sometimes you don't need all those bells and whistles. Let me ask you this. What is the number one misunderstanding about you? As there's controversy around people, especially when they're very effective. What would you say is the big, if there is one, misunderstanding, public misunderstanding about you, Laura Loomer?
Well, I would say that a lot of people believed lies about me years ago because I was really the canary in the coal mine for all this cancel culture, right? I was the first deplatformed candidate for Congress ever in the history of this nation. When I ran, I was not able to have any social media, and they called me a Nazi and a white supremacist and a racist, and it's like I'm a Jewish woman, right? It's kind of crazy the way that people believed all these lies about me, but they call me an Islamophobe, and they say that, I'm a racist, the same things they say about President Trump. And unfortunately, when this happened to me, it was at a time when people really weren't familiar with cancel culture. Now everybody knows that this is just par for the course if you're an effective conservative. But unfortunately, right, I didn't get that same kind of grace that a lot of other conservatives are getting now in this current era of cancel culture, right? Because like I said, this happened to me first 7 years ago. So I would just ask people to not believe the lies about me on Wikipedia and to just judge me off of my own work and my own, my own record. I've always been a Trump supporter, always been a conservative. I was the president of College Republicans, right? They simply don't like people that are willing to fight fire with fire.
Well, it's so effective. And we know there are so many lies out there. At Laura Loomer on X. And at Loomer Unleashed, it is a great show. You don't need too much to make it a great show. You really, the truth is the best ingredient. Laura, one more thing. The letter, the appeal to the judge to recuse himself, I guess that was submitted yesterday, or there was a hearing yesterday. When can we expect that to be, I don't know, is he going to make a decision? Is it up to him? How's that going to play out?
Well, we'll have to see what happens, right? I don't think that the judge is going to recuse himself. I mean, we've seen We saw the same thing happen in the case with Judge Engoron. I think that these people are brazen and they clearly don't care about getting caught because there's no accountability for them. And it looks like President Trump's trial is going to begin in New York City on April 15th, which I'm planning on attending as well. I don't really know if we're going to really see any accountability with these corrupt judges until President Trump is back in the White House.
Hey, one more thing.
Which is why we all have to support him.
One more thing. You had a reporter from the New York Times ran into you in Panama. I don't know what was going on there. Was he trying to do a hit piece? And then I saw a picture of the two of you. It looked like you made a new friend. They're kind of obsessed with you, the Times. You know what I'm talking about? What was that all about?
Yeah, I was actually in Panama in the Darien Gap, and they actually sent a reporter from the New York Times to Panama to track me down and try to follow me. And ultimately, they were very triggered by the fact that I was capturing Islamic migrants on camera and, documenting the fact that they were trying to come to our country illegally.
All right. Well, you've been there. You've done that. You're doing it. And it's incredible. Laura Loomer, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, Laura Loomer. Thanks, I guess. She didn't seem that enthusiastic to be on the show, but that's okay. Look, she's got her hands full. She's trying to save the country. I am, too. And, I have to go to a commercial break. I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly, on the Red Apple Podcast Network. Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Hey, Mr. Happy, our great lawyer is going to be here in a little while to tell us a little bit more about how they are. Some of these squatters are actually taking over these homes legally. Legally, the law allows it. It seems totally insane. Let us go to Jacqueline. Hello.
Good afternoon, Greg. You were before the break. You were talking and mentioning the NYPD higher ups, and you know as well as I do that they're basically Adam's lapdogs. They want to keep their nice, cushy jobs with their high-paying salaries, and they're playing nice with Adams because he too was part of the NYPD. Now, one thing he
They're not playing nice with Adams because he too was part of the NYPD. There's no connection there whatsoever. Eric Adams was no more a cop than an illegal migrant squatter. Okay,
well,
I'm sorry.
What I was just about to say. He always talks about how he was in the subways every day facing danger, when in reality he was basically in an office as part of the transit division entering data, and he knows better than most how to manipulate the numbers so that the reports show whatever he wants them to show, rather than what is really happening on a daily basis, not only on the streets of the five boroughs, but throughout the subway system as well.
Yeah, I wonder if he ever met a guy named Bill Bratton along the way. So, yeah, he's no good, and it's kind of sad to see some of these chiefs. And, you know what they are? They're cronies. He went around and found, like, his buddies, because he had a few out there, allies. And this is fairly new to the NYPD. It happened a long time ago. For a long time, it was about merit and competence. Imagine that. And now it's about, you know, hey, can you work well with Eric? Will you do what Eric wants? It's pretty pathetic. Thank you, Jacqueline. Eddie, hello.
Hey, Greg, I have five words for you that can fit in your fist forever. God does not bless evil. I think that you should take those Bible, and not the Bible, that diary, and tell us what's in it, or tell us where to buy one, my friend.
Well, you can't buy it. It's not for sale. And I already told you my policy. I really feel like I don't feel comfortable doing that. You can find it online. It's out there. This is a young woman with problems. People have problems, and she wrote about them in her diary. I don't think anybody ever should have been prosecuted for finding the damn thing, even selling the damn thing, or throwing it in their trunk and driving from Florida to South Carolina. Who cares? But that's on Joe Biden. He is a small-time guy. You got to remember that about Joe. He really is. He's got a small-town, small-towny mentality. He's from Delaware, which is smaller than Suffolk County. He didn't even have, like, you know, the the borough, what do you call him? The county executive in Suffolk has more clout, more juice, more people working for him than a United States senator. So he could run around that state getting what he wanted based on personality, based on a little bit fear. And that's the kind of mentality where he would unleash the FBI to go after somebody for having his daughter's diary. I'm not going to get into what's in it. All right. That's my policy, Eddie. But if you want to know, you can find out. Dennis.
Yeah, Greg, as far as I'm concerned, regarding Eric Adams, he doesn't give a damn about the people of New York. And here's why I say that. More police, generally speaking, more police mean less crime. Yet this guy was willing to defund the police and use that money to support immigrants. So he cares nothing about the people of New York City. That's my opinion.
I agree. But however, more police doesn't necessarily mean less crime.
Correct.
That just doesn't automatically go together.
Yeah,
in fact, my father had to deal with a severely cut police department from a high of like 35,000 to I think they went down into the mid 20s or something. They lost a lot of cops, yet they kept crime going down. And the city felt great. And we had something that people forget. You know what we had? Racial harmony. Imagine that. Imagine that. Al Sharpton, everybody forgot who he was. So it doesn't always mean, you know, you don't solve crime just by more cops, more cops, more cops. There's a bit more to it than that. But thank you, Dennis. Nate is standing by. Yes, Nate.
Shifting gears for a minute. Just talking about the border and how to reverse, not only abate, but also reverse the demographic invasion. And there's no other way to put it, invasion of this country, for political reasons, mind you. The Democrats do not care about the immigrants themselves. They just simply want to import them as a slave labor base, as well as a captive electorate to the Democratic Party. That's the only reason why they want the border open and the immigrants in. But anyway, in addition to building a physical barrier, a physical wall between the United States and Mexico, there are a number of things that need to be
done. Hey, you know what I saw somebody do the other day? Climb over the wall. I was surprised. I mean, this guy was like an acrobat, but you know, you can climb over walls. I'm all for the wall. We need a wall. And it really does, discourage, and very few people can do that. But this guy actually climbed over the wall, and he had a little rope system that he threw back over for his friends and a special hook or whatever. All right. Hey, Nate, you call a lot. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your deal? What do you do?
Well, I'm a medical assistant, actually.
In a hospital or what?
A clinic.
What kind of, what are people coming in with these days?
Just the regular. You know, pretty much anything you can imagine that an urgent care clinic can accommodate.
Are you in the Bronx?
I'm in the Bronx. I'm also a college student, an adult college student working on a medical degree.
Anybody ever come in shot?
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's funny. You know what? I mean, I don't actually see it myself. I see people get punched in the face, but I haven't seen, I saw people get shot at in Iraq, but I haven't seen it since, here in the United States ever. Not that it doesn't happen. All right, Nate, thank you. Barbara standing by. Oh, Barbara, hello.
Hi, Greg. Happy day to you. I heard you talking about religious freedom and the Catholics for Catholics event at Mar-a-Lago. And I've been doing some additional research into the war on religion, and it is even a more huge, huge effort than I had imagined or than we had seen. And this goes back to the communist Gramsci, who in the early 1900s, one of the things he saw is that the attempt to overthrow capitalism was not going to work because Gramsci knew the West was too Christian, that our Christian principles would not allow our society to do this kind of thing that you had seen in Germany, for example. And he was determined that Christianity must be overthrown in order for Marxism to take over, that the roots and values of Judeo-Christian beliefs must be cut, must be discarded, must be twisted. And he intended to do this, and this is what we've seen, by infiltration and by the twisting of Christians, so that, for example, every group that is a victim is to be pitied and treated with the best of Christian charity. And also these groups are to come together as a voting block so that they will all vote for those who pity them and who will take care of them so they won't be victims anymore. Gramsci thought that this was the only way to have a bloodless revolution, which is all that Christianity would stand for. So what we've been seeing for years and years and years with the attack on Christmas, with the attack on Christianity, with the attack on pro-lifers.
Barbara, you don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.